I'm delighted to be joined now by Laura Christie. Laura is the head of Eye Care and Vision at the charity Seeability, who this year are celebrating a very special birthday. Hello, Laura.
Hi there.
So which particular anniversary are you celebrating?
Okay, so as a charity, we've been around for quite some time now. We were founded in 1799, so this year marks our 220th birthday.
That's incredible. There can't be many charities in the UK, Laura, that are as old as that.
Well, we think we're one of the world's oldest charities dedicating to supporting people with disabilities, actually. So, yeah, it's something to be really proud of.
Definitely. Now, it wasn't always called Seeability.
No. When we were set up by a group of philanthropists back in the day in 1799, including the then director of the Bank of England, we were there for people with disabilities. And then we established as the Royal School for the Blind, and our purpose was to provide accommodation and schooling for young people with sight loss so that they could learn a trade and gain more independence. And then over the centuries and the years, our support has developed and grown and changed with the times, really, to now the more forward-thinking organisation that we are.
Talk about some of the things that you do there day to day.
Okay, so we do lots of things at Seeability. At the heart of everything that we do, we see ability. That's the whole point of what we're there for. We encourage people with disabilities to challenge what they want from life, from themselves, and to really challenge society, really, to help people feel more included in societies, which is how we should be. And we do this in lots of different ways. We have residential and supported living services for people with learning disabilities and autism. Many of those people we support also have sight loss as well. And we have services across the south of England where we provide personalised support to people to help them realise their potential and do extraordinarily wonderful things every single day. Some small things, some big things. Over the years, we've seen many people come and live in our services that have unnecessarily lost their sight. So more recently, over the past sort of 13, 14 years since I've been in post at Seeability, we've been looking at the whole population of people with learning disabilities and trying to make them much more aware of eye care, really, and thinking about why are people losing the sight and what are the problems there. So we've been doing work around policy change, creating information, doing awareness raising, really sort of making eye care really important for people with learning disabilities and autism so that they're getting the care that they need. And then the support to live with sight loss where that is the case in the supported living and residential services that we have. So, we really are here for this big population of people with learning disabilities across the country.
It certainly sounds like you cover all the bases. Can you talk about some of the success stories over the years then, please, Laura?
Yes, we've grown our support services, so we now have 27 accommodation and support services for people across the south of England. And more recently, we've opened one of our first services under the Transforming Care agenda. And this is about people that are really unnecessarily living in hospital care when they should really be living in local communities with the right support. So we've opened our first service there with our growing specialist services team, which includes input from speech and language therapists, and vision rehab workers, and positive behaviour support therapists. And that's all, really bespoke support that's offered by Seeability. So we've been growing our support services. And then in the sort of the awareness raising and policy work that we do in the eye care sector, in 2013, we started our Children in Focus project. And this was all about making sure children with learning disabilities attending special schools are getting the very best eye care that they need. And we realised that lots of things needed to change. So our campaign's really been telling the NHS and policymakers what needs to change and what services need to be in place for this group of children. So we've been out there doing eye tests in a number of special schools around the country. And just this year, it's an exciting achievement for us. The model that we've created in the schools with the whole optical sector, really, the whole profession, lots of people have been involved. This has been endorsed by the NHS and it's now been included in the long-term plan for the NHS. And from next year onwards, there will be sight tests happening in all special schools in England, which is a huge achievement and something we're really proud of and passionate about. And this is just the start. We believe that if we can get eye care right for the next generation, this will help children and young people as they get older, and also look at what services then need to be in place in the community for when children do leave school and move on to their adult lives.
So what are some of the things you've been doing and have planned for the big anniversary year?
Yeah, so, you know, our birthday started with a bang in January. The Bank of England hosted an event for us where we invited 100 guests for an event around all around inclusion. And we were bringing, you know, influencers and all sorts of people across the sector together to listen to what our ambitions are and celebrate some of the successes that we've had. So we started that off this year. We've got lots of birthday celebrations happening with the people that we support across the country. We've got balloons and banners being sent out to people and parties planned for the summer if it ever comes. And then later on this year, we do lots of challenge events. You know, we are a charity. We're always asking people to come and join us and support us in any ways that we can. And we've got a really exciting challenge coming up.
Is this the Morocco Trek?
Yeah, the Morocco Trek in October, where we've partnered with Amar Latif and his company called Travel Eyes, where sighted and visually impaired adventurers are going to travel together, discovering the rural cultures of Morocco on a five-day trek. And just to say, we've still got some places left, so if any of the listeners are interested, do get in touch with us because it's going to be a really exciting opportunity. And then we're going to finish the end of the year with a big celebration that's sort of in the planning at the moment. So, yeah, there's lots for us to be proud of and be talking about.
Also, we wanted to ask you about your partnership with the National Lottery Community Fund, Everyday in Focus. What is that all about, please?
Yeah, so that's another new project that I'm involved in. So as I said, we know that people with learning disabilities are much more likely to have problems with their eyes for lots of different reasons, but unfortunately less likely to be accessing the eye care that they need. So we've really realised we need to get out there into communities and give people this information. We've got a whole range of resources on our website, from easy read fact sheets to films and videos and more detailed information for people. So we want to get this information out there to the right people. So the Lottery Fund has helped us to employ 7 new people across the Northwest and London. And these are people that are coming with work and their own lived experience of learning disability, autism and sight loss to share those messages with people in a peer-to-peer way out there in local communities through awareness raising sessions, events, phone calls, whatever it can be really. And that's our vision really, to have people like that around the country there in communities, because we believe this is really important. And if we can get eye care right for people with learning disabilities, it can only be helpful for other groups of people and getting it right for everybody else as well.
If anyone wants to find out any more information, Laura, whether it be from the website or about the Morocco Trek, how can they do so?
Yeah, if you go to our website, www.seeability.org, you'll find all the information you need on there. So that I host our information service, all of our fact sheets and information that we have, contacts of how you can partner with us in various ways. It might be to do fundraising with us or for us, or to volunteer with us, or to access and find out more about our support services that we provide in our residential and supported living services. So it's all there on the website. Do go and have a look and get in touch.
Laura Christie, Head of Eye Care and Vision at the charity Seeability. Thanks for talking to me today and telling me about the charity's 220th anniversary. And good luck for the future.
Thank you very much for having me.